You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
We're actually Penelope Noirless this morning because she's overseas having a holiday. But we're not alone in the studio. We've got Maxine up from Poneke, who is the curator of Underlina. Now, you're here in Tamaki Makaurau to do some special appointments this week at Gloria, Christine Crabb's amazing space on Ponsonby Road. Welcome, Maxine. It's nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a wee bit about Underlina. Beautiful sort of luxury lingerie and underwear. It's just a really lovely label. What was this project all about for you when you first decided to get into this?
I mean, it really began as an answer to something that I couldn't find myself in New Zealand. I knew that I couldn't have been alone in that issue, so I decided to just take a punt and see where it would go. I'd always been interested in how we experience sensuality on a daily basis. And I think, you know, lingerie is a pretty typical way of experiencing that, but also it's become a bit more of an idea around how we can do that with other things that we do.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Because there is, I think, also this kind of idea that lingerie, and I'm putting it in quote marks, is like, has to be sort of awful, male-gazy, uncomfortable, unbreathable. Just all these, like, it feels sort of like you stick it in a box that feels like, oh, God, so hard work. But that's totally not the ethos of what Underlina is all about.
That's right. The brands that I have in the collection are really about, you know, they're small independent labels. They put a lot of care and attention into what they make and how they make it for people. You know, they're using beautiful fabrics and it's not complicated. We don't need all the suspenders and all the rest. I mean, that's fine.
Shout out to Tracy Bag.
Not my thing. I think it's cool to be able to have that accessible on the everyday.
Mm. And people, you know, it's kind of still a bit of an awkward conversation to talk about sometimes. It's but like, you know, undies are in the drawer closed very much. And I think it's something that we aren't really comfortable being, you know, getting for yourself, buying things for yourself, kind of being part of that everyday treating yourself type of mentality. Is that part of the ethos for you as well? Just like maybe destigmatizing it a wee bit?
Absolutely. And, you know, having that idea of feeling really good, whatever that means to you, you know, just making that accessible and easy to come by. You're right. I mean, lingerie for so many years, you know, in my 20s, it was like, oh, yeah, better get something sexy, you know, and what does that mean? It means like itchy, tight, awful to wear, you know, and I just think it can be different.
Yeah,
you know,
totally. Mm. So the brands that you do work with, or the labels that you have curated, how did you find those? Just through lots of research online, or
I had discovered a couple of them while traveling years ago. So knew that that's what I wanted, but you know, it's like
couldn't find them.
So expensive
in this side
to get
of the world.
It here. Yeah, that's right. And then others were just as I was finding those. You know, you kind of find brands that are adjacent to them and kind of chat to the founders and see what they're about and if it all fits in. You know, I'm not trying to create this like behemoth of you know, undies. It's
undie empire. I think what you're doing up in Tamaki is really nice as well, because like we were saying, it can be quite like maybe a bit of a stressful or a weird thing for people to approach. I think also if you're like getting things for yourself, it can be quite weird, you know.
Yeah.
Is that something you're allowed to do? All that kind of conversation is still stuff we're kind of destigmatizing maybe as well.
Yeah.
It's nice to have these appointments where people can come in and meet you, have a chat, feel not freaked out by the whole process. What is the deal with the appointments this week, Maxine?
So I'm running them from the 10th of May till the 13th, so Wednesday through to Saturday at Gloria, hosted by the lovely Christine Crabb. And I'm just doing them by appointment only so that people can come in for an hour, see if they like things, try on things, get their right size, you know, feel really good, and then walk away hopefully very happy
with their
new pieces. But yeah, I mean, the appointment thing is it is a really nice way to do it. I think it can be a little bit intimidating if you don't know who I am, or you don't really know what the vibe is. You know, appointment only can be a bit like, ooh. But I hope that it's a really inclusive and warm, comforting experience.
It's nice to be in Christine's shop as well, because so much of her brand back since the Miss Crab days as well has been about creating clothes that feel like everyday comfort and luxury and suit lots of bodies and lots of people. And it feels like this is all sitting in the right zone for that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the perfect space, and Christine's the best.
I'm always interested in people who are looking at little labels and independent makers and stuff. Who are some of the people or the labels that you've been really excited by recently, both in undies and in other things? Is there stuff that you've really had your eye on that you think people should be more aware of or know about, stuff that you want to shout out?
I mean, I think there's just a lot of, you know, the world of lingerie is moving in a new direction. We kind of went through this phase of just having a lot of cotton bralettes available, and that was kind of it in terms of if you wanted something really beautifully made from a small company.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, shout out my own brands.
Do it.
you know, Kai Intimates, they're LA based, they're all manufactured locally, deadstock fabrics. It's, you know, a really beautiful business model. Even the Great Eros, you know, it's family businesses in Italy that manufacture the garments, and, you know, they've got that connection with them, and I mean, the list is long, but yeah, I think it's really exciting. It's a cool area.
Yeah, totally. Mm. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us about it. If people can't get along to the appointments, you have also got a website as well. What's the deal with finding you online?
You can find me at underlina.com, and I also have a showroom in Wellington. So if you're ever in Pornicare, you can come and book an appointment with me there, and yeah, I'll help you out.
And if people do want to book appointments this week, where do they go to do that, Maxine?
They can go to underlina.com/book.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for coming in. Nice to have you up in Tamaki Makaurau, and we'll see you in Gloria this week.
Thank you so much.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.